It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Worst song of all time, but we have to listen to it today because it is Halloween. It's the most sacred holiday of the year outside of Christmas. And
just a little blip
Easter.
On the radar is all it is.
No, it's not a blip on the radar. People enjoy Halloween because it's costumes, it's candy, it's nothing but fun.
I like it.
And it's extreme psychological trauma, if you want to lean into that side of it, and watch scary movies, and
not into it.
Go to the Halloween decoration store and
let your monkey loose.
What? Is that a euphemism for pulling it out?
You did the story, moron.
Don't call me that. Halloween is a time when Jesus told us all to be kind to
one
another.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let's look at the spookonomics of Halloween.
Okay.
$13.1 billion projected for Halloween-related spending this year. The average person is expected to spend $114 on Halloween.
Boy.
What?
That's $114 more than I'm spending.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not
even buying
out
candy.
I mean, we've had two trick-or-treaters in 16 years. So, no, we don't even buy candy anymore.
Not even an emergency bag.
We stopped doing that. That was just a terrible trick on our part. Hey, let's buy just in case, and then we just hammer the Reese's, you know, for a week. So no.
What percentage of Americans plan to celebrate Halloween?
Now that's a good one.
Now, by celebrate, do you mean just handing out candy, or going trick or treating, or going to a party?
Yeah, I would think that would be somehow you participate somehow.
Like if George bought a bowl of Reese's, does he count in those celebrating Halloween?
Or is that just George buying some Reese's to eat?
Right.
I don't know. It does not define it.
I think that would be, yeah, you're looking forward to handing out candy and or you're walking around with your kids. So I'll say 70%.
Okay. Craig?
I will say 50%.
73% is the correct answer. George Duncan, you win.
See, it's a beloved holiday.
32% of Americans are throwing or attending a party, a Halloween party.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is.
One out of every three Americans is going to a Halloween party?
Yep.
No way.
I can't remember the last time I've been to a Halloween party.
But just think of all the community festivals and things like that, like trunk or treat at a school or something.
Yeah, I guess that counts as a party.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because that's not adults, that's everybody, right? Going to something.
What percentage of Americans plan to carve a pumpkin?
Okay, now this is where the numbers start to drop.
Have you done that yet, Junes, with your kid?
Yes, we did that last week.
It's always gross, isn't it? I was always so creeped out by when my dad was reaching there, pulling out the guts of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'll say 40%.
Horrible smell of pumpkin innards.
It's terrible.
How can pumpkin as a flavor be so great?
Pumpkin pie
as a
is
smell
amazing.
Is not. Yeah. But that doesn't, how often does that happen? Like bacon smells good and tastes good.
Coffee smells great, tastes bad.
No, coffee tastes great.
It doesn't taste nearly as good as it smells.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for me in return?
I'm going to tell you that bacon is not that great when it's raw.
Well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
It's the cooked smell of pumpkin is a lot better than the raw smell of pumpkin.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to guess 25%.
Okay.
I said, what did I say, 40?
I think I said on carving 40. A pumpkin?
Yeah.
It's 46%.
Yeah, you're good at this, George.
Dang.
How do you know so much about Halloween?
What percentage of Americans plan to decorate their home for Halloween?
Whatever George says is my answer.
Just judging by... So even if you put like two pumpkins out front, you are decorating for Halloween.
I guess so.
Well, if that's the case, I'll say it's 60%.
Craig?
60%.
You're both wrong. 51%.
Hasn't...
Still pretty close.
Decorating for Halloween gone next level in the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like half the homes in our neighborhood are decorated. It's like Christmas decorating.
9-foot skeletons. When did that become a thing? Yeah. They're everywhere.
I don't know. It's great.
You like them?
Yes. Yes. $8,000 is the average paid guest. Oh, $8,000 average paid guest for a typical haunted attraction.
What?
I don't know what that means. It means for a typical haunted house set up, there's 8,000 people that go to it?
I don't know. We'll skip that one.
All right. Percentage of Americans that plan to dress in costume today.
Okay, including kids.
Kids aren't Americans.
Man, I don't know. I mean, among adults, it's pretty low, isn't it?
I would think so.
But among kids, it's probably pretty high.
Back up, so.
I have a good feeling about this one. I'm going to say 45%.
Okay.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I'll go a little lower. I'll say 38%.
51%.
Hmm.
A supermajority. What's a supermajority? I hear that term.
Look around. There, I can see.
Daddy's
six,
dressed up. He's
six
dressed
humans.
As an incel. Look at it.
I can see six humans, and I don't see anybody dressed up.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that more than half of Americans are going to dress up today. No way.
So you're doubting science.
I'm doubting the survey.
But you think under the age of 10, though, it's like 80 to 90%. So, but yeah, I don't know. That's too much math.
5.6 million adults will dress as a witch. 2.7 million adults will dress as a vampire. Huh. Oh, gosh. And the most popular Halloween costume costumes for pets.
Oh,
what do you think is the most popular?
They
I've got the top five.
They don't want to dress up.
Pumpkin. Hot dog. Bumblebee, ghost, and superhero.
I like that. I like the hot dog.
We need to quit doing that to our animals.
I don't think dogs just like outfits.
No.
Particularly when they just stand there paralyzed and don't do anything.
They're afraid to move.
Yes. This is interesting. The year when the phrase trick-or-treat was first used in the United States.
I'm going to guess 1400 B.C.,
Ooh, good guess. George
guess,
for the steal.
1952.
1927.
Hmm.
I just assume that thing's been around
Crashed
since
the stock market.
Well, no. I'm assuming that it... I just don't even have time to handle with that comment. I just thought it had been around since the, you know, founding fathers days. I thought this went back to, like, the Middle Ages or something.
Trick-or-treatus.
It'll have some different pronunciation
yeah.
for the founding fathers. Trick-us or treat-us.
Sorcery.
But 1927, I guess FDR came up with it. When was he elected?
After that.
He was?
Yeah. He All came right. along with the New Deal in the 30s.
Then who was the president in 1927? Was it Nixon?
Hoover?
Nixon Hoover?
Nixon Hoover.
Hold on. It was...
That's going to be my guess anytime there's a presidential question.
Yeah, it was Nixon Hoover. You guys are right.
Herbert Hoover?
No, it was Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge. Okay.
There you go. And then what percentage of Americans say that they would live in a haunted house?
2%.
67%.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Still, the favorite Halloween candy is M&M's. Second is Reese.
Yeah.
Third is Sour Patch Kids. Four is Skittles.
Okay.
And five is Starburst.
I agree with most of those.
I asked our daughter what she was most excited about getting tonight, and her answer was M&M's and Skittles.
The ticket presents the
Okay.
Right. So
and
that happened.
The ticket presented that hot sports opinion from our daughter.
Yeah, you can't lose with those.
And be careful and watch your kids tonight if you're going to have them go trick-or-treating, because kids are four times more likely to be killed in pedestrian vehicle accidents on Halloween, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Kids are running around. They'll run crazy.
Yep.
Because they got candy on the line, too.
Yeah, they're not
going to
We can
look. Have music. It's okay to have music here.
Kids yeah. do not. I think we may be having a problem.
Uh-oh.
There.
And
crashed.
They've got sugar running through their veins because they're already ripping into that candy, so they're extra hyper.
45% of Halloween night motor vehicle deaths will involve drunk driving.
Wow.
So the parents are having some fun. This is interesting. Okay, what percentage of people would rather stay in a haunted house with friends for $10,000 than go alone for $1 million? So you got to sleep in an actual haunted house.
If you are making that choice, you are a moron. You could go one night by yourself for $1 million or one night with friends for $10,000.
Yeah.
I hope it's 1% that choose the $10,000.
I'll say it's like 10% because they're scaredy cats.
56%.
That what? Is say ludicrous. That
choose to stay with friends for $10,000.
Anybody out there that has a haunted house that wants to pay me $1 million to spend the night, I'll do it. I can't believe that. Yeah. Nobody would make that choice.
Well, apparently over half of us would make
I
that
do
choice.
Not believe that. This survey is hogwash. That's what it is, hogwash.
I tell you.
Did you grow up when Calvin Coolidge was president?
No, FDR.
My goodness. All right, so there's a few numbers from our spookonomics. Spookonomics?
I like it.
Spookonomics, spookonomics.
You don't have to make Halloween out of everything.
What?
I enjoyed it until I busted that survey for
you
being
busted yeah.
for being total bunk.
Oh, okay, because on it. People think differently than you.
Right.
You just don't believe it.
It's invalid.
Yeah. It's invalid.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is Halloween edition of the ODEC.